ומרגישים.
Of Nachlas Salavim. So he said, he's I came at the very end of a long shmuz, but he said that he comes from a Vismedish and they never did any skulis. He doesn't think it's skulis. So he needs something, he's down to Hashem. But there was one skulis that his Mashkiach did tell them, and that's if you make use of the Shishan that I bought it today, tomorrow, and Shabbos, that's a big skulis the whole year is there. It all opens up the Shefa. So, Baruch Hashem, we're able to join together on the first of the Shishan that I bought it. And we're down and Hashem should send us this Shefa or Brocha. So, we are holding. We did the Gemara to the 2 days, we did the Tesis, the Inim Kedim. It's a quick Chazor of the Gemara. And then we got 2 little Tesis and 1 slightly longer Tesis to sum up the Sugya. So, where are we holding in the Gemara? The Gemara said that if you have a case of a show and a person and a book pushing in a show Psurim Doshim, pushing in a show Psurim Doshim, then the Gemara said, the show is chayiv, the odom is chayiv, but the bow is potter. Why is the bow potter? So the Gemara, we do not pasuk, shameis yeh loy. For me, shameis sheloy. Meaning, you're only chayiv bow if there is the carcass that died in the pit. There's it's possible to have an off from it. If it's not possible to have an off from it, then there's no chiyuv b'tam the bow. The bow, the Mr. Bow is not chayiv. So, show psalam midoshim that died, that means what's a show psalam midoshim? The show of an animal that was a korban, had a pigeon, and fell in a pit, and it died. So, the Gemara, you can't have any hana from it. You can't eat it, obviously. Why can't you eat it? Because it's an avela. You can't give it to dogs, which is a normal thing to give to a carcass. You can't give it to dogs, because the thing is, you have to eat it, you can't give it to your dogs. So you can't bring your loss, finish. If so, says the Gemara, that's why the Balaboy is called. And come. So we're about to continue the Gemara of Alpeh, but just on a side note, what we saw in Tesis. Tesis had the question, what do you mean? You can have an off. First of all, the our opinion is say you can give it to dogs. Okay, even if you're going to say we don't hold that opinion, you can't give it to dogs, like we said. But you're allowed to have other now, you can use it to this firewood, this fuel, you can use it other now. So why do we say that the balaboy is bottle? You can use the balaboy now. Says Tesis, we're going to shit in the Gemara who holds that the shirt on the Doshim, you can't have any other form, there's a shit of a Yosef, you can't use it at all. And that's pshat in the Gemara here. Misha, misha, loy. You're going to have some anoy. In this case, you can't have any, I know. So just if I would ask questions at the end of the sugya, sure you'll nod me head so you're happy to get the first one. What's it in if a show and a person pushes a show to the Midosh into the boat? What's that on? A show and a person pushes a show to the Midosh into a pit and the animal dies. Who has the pit?
And if it's just that.
So it died.
Another before.
Yeah, very good, very good. Excellent. Has it had a pigeon or not? If it didn't have a pigeon, then what? No, it's chayav because it's not your ale. Very good. If it had a pigeon, then. So it's chayav, the oldest chayav, and the bird is water. That's what the Gemara says. Does everyone agree to that? Is that, as Yossi would say, is it a kuleyam? Is it a kuleyam? Does everyone agree to that statement? Show is chayav all the time and the boy is potter. Would there be something that maybe would say the boy is also chayav? No. What's Reb Nosson going to say? Reb Nosson just said it. Yeah, Reb Nosson said that because the boy is also doing something. Yeah, but not because of the apostle saying, I may see Eloi, but me shall me shaloi, which patterns him. Wait, right to part of these in the box.
You said it was repentance also?
Yeah, okay.
And
what? It's not like Rabbi Yosef. If you don't hold it, it says it, well, the actual thing was, there's a shit in the Gemara Sakhim that says that if you have a show of Sodom and Goshen, then you are allowed to have a knot of the carcass.
There is an opinion that says you can even give it to dogs. So according to him, the Balaam boy would be chayiv. There is an opinion that you can't give it to dogs, but you can use it as firewood. So according to him, you can also have an ox. The Balaam boy would also be chayiv. Only if you hold up your yeser, then you can't have an ox, and therefore there's no misha mishaloi. It's not his. Not his bechlat. Right? This is the question. The Gemara said that the reason why the Balaam boy is potter,
yeah,
because the animal, the carcass, you can't have an off from.
Yeah.
That means if you were to be able to have any hanor, then it would be then the Balaam boy would be chayv. Then it's called meis shaloi, it's considered hit. So is it true that if a carcass of a pesulim gedoshim, is it true you can't have any hanor from it? Depending on that, we'd know where the Balaam boy would be potter. The Gemara says you can't have hanor, and that's why the Balaam boy is potter. Says this is bechlam not. According to the one who holds, you can put it to give it to dogs.
You said you can have an off.
And even according to the other one, you can use it as fuel. So only if you hold that you can't use it as anything, then we understand the Gemara. That's the argument. Let's try and this. So then when the Gemara carries on and said, one second, so Rob is telling me that Misha Misha Loi, the Vamesia Loi, we learn from the word Vamesia Loi, to tell me that boy is only chayiv if there is a type of manor from the carcass. For the Gemara, I don't know what he's saying. We Rava was had a suffolk about it. There's another possibility what we're using with the word vames yeloi. There's another possibility what vames yeloi could be. Another possibility. Besides the fact that maybe it's coming to tell me you have to have a manor from the mace, there's a different possibility it could be, which is what? What's the other possibility? Which means that when the animal dies inside the pit, who has to deal with the carcass? Nafkumina is how much does the Bala boy have to pay? The animal was worth 10,000 shekel. So if you say the animal got killed by this boy, do we say the Balaam boy has to pay 10,000 shekel? Or do we say, no, there's a carcass down there that's worth 2,000 shekel, so the Balaam boy only has to pay 8,000 shekel. And who's going to deal with that 2,000 shekel? It has nothing to do with me. That's the shaila. Somebody has a crash and he smashes another person's car. Now that car can, car's a write-off. The tires are still okay. You could sell the tires and the scrap metal you could use. So do you say, look, the car was worth 150,000 shekel, so you pay me 150,000 shekel? You say, no, sorry, it happens to be the tires and the scrap metal, so I'm going to pay you 148,000 shekel. What do we say? In the end of the day, there's 2,000 shekel worth of something here that it's still usable, it has not been damaged. So do we say, okay, so only did 148,000 damage? Or we say, no, you did 150,000 and you want your 2,000 shekel back, you deal with it, you're gonna sell the scrap, you can find the tires. So it's the same shiny animal from the pit. Do we say that the Bala boy is the one that has to deal with the carcass, meaning he damaged 10,000 shekel, paid 10,000 shekel? Or do we say that the nizik is the one that has to deal with the carcass? Ultimately, only at the loss of 8,000 shekel in the case of that one. So that's a shayla which Rava said he wasn't sure about. When you learn that from Hames Yeloi, Hames Yeloi, meaning the nizik has to look after the mace. The balaboy will pay. Balaboy kesef yoshu lavala. Hames Yeloi, the nizik has to deal with the nevela. That was Rava's shayla. Rava had the question: Do we say that Mesilo has come to tell me that Biden metaplim the Nevela, that the owner, the Nizik, has to deal with the Nevela? But do we say that Mesilo is coming to tell me, Misha Meshaloi, that Shaib Salam Gadoshim is potter? That's the Shaila. Answer of the Gemara was, do anyone remember it? Not yet. No? Then you know what? Let's go over the Gemara inside. It might be a help for us. The memo, halfway down the page to the memo. Then, Nun Gimel on the base, halfway down the page, the memory. If you don't, please ask where the first word in the line is, because it's exactly halfway down the page. If you want to put your finger at the top of the page, finger at the top of the page, finger at the bottom of the page, and you join it together, they will meet at the memory. The memory. The pshita leilera. That means Rava is so clear about this point. The Rava is clear that the mace year loy that you only chay for boy if you can have a benefit from the animal. Mommy boy boy leilera. Rava had a shayla about it. The boy Rava asked. Shoy psulam gdoshim. Shoy psulam gdoshim. She nofa the boy. The fell into a boy. Mau. What's the deal? I don't see loy, the Misha Misha loy. You know, so Zeshina Misha loy. Do we say that the word Vamisha loy has come to tell me the Misha Misha loy to the exclusion of this case where you can't use it? I didn't. Vamisha loy, the word Vamisha loy. It's come to tell me that by the metabolism in the veil of those. Oh, it's come to tell me that by the metabolism in the veil of. So, what do we do in this possible? So, how can you tell me Robert was so sure about it? Robert told me the balaboy is potter in the case of some of the fell inside it. We see Robert was mistopic about it. Robert had a doubt. Answers the Gemara. Also, the boy. Hold on, Pashto. What do those words mean, Yossi?
Answer this question.
That's very idiomatic. How do you translate the words? Boss of the Baya, hold on, Pashto.
Boss of the Baya,
No.
Boss of the Baya, I hear a question.
After his question.
After his question,
hold on, Pashto. He then answered it. That means it's true. It's not stereo. Robert, it wasn't. Wasn't sure about it. I was unsure at one time, and then it came clear. Wasn't my other person. Hello. No, we must go a question. Hello. If you're telling me that Amisi Eloy is coming to tell me that Misha Amis Shaloi, that boy is possible for certain Midoshim, so where do we know the din about Biden the Tabla Midaveda? It is true. If you go and ask the rabbis, they will tell you that the Nizik has to deal with the Midaveda. Where do they know that from? Bishlam, if you say you learn it from Vamesi Eloi, okay, we know you learn, where you learn it from. If Vamesi Eloi has come to tell me that they're absolutely doshi, they're the Balabar is potter for them, Misha Mishaloi. So, Elon, if so, Elon, now we've got a question. Based on what you just told me now, I have a question. By the metabolism in Ovei, so where do we go?
You would
have
said,
might have done, or maybe would say that one was not true. Robert was the one that Mechadish asked the Balaboy is potter. Right? It was finished of Robert.
This one's not finished.
It seems to me we know it from, it seems to be an accepted halacha, the Balaboy is potter maybe. And the shine is from when? Right? So, Ella by the metabolism of Venom and all the. So, we learn that. Min Vames Yeloi the Shoy. If you look in the Psukim, it's Mamish like in the next possible, next section in the Chumash. First, look at Boy, then look at Shoy. And it says they're also Vames Yeloi. I'm sorry, it says Vames Yeloi twice. Why is it Vames Yeloi twice? Once by Boy and once by Shoy. Come to tell me that what?
By Shoy.
Next section, this is the next section. Can you go show Ish show what they called another show? And it died then. Depends if it was a town, it's chetzi, if it was a mud, he has to pay shalim mishalim, shoy tefa, shoy ve, ameis ye loy. We learn from ameis ye loy to tell me that bayim metaplim in the veil. Shoy would go another shoy.
and it would kill the sheir. And the sheir is worth 10,000 shekel. Now it's only worth 2,000 shekel. The Bala sheir has to pay. Fill in the dots. The Bala sheir has to pay.
Less than the carcass.
So maybe 8,000, right? Less than the carcass, 8,000. And the Bala carcass, he has to deal with his carcass. So we learn from there. So now, if an animal falls into a pit, and it was worth 10,000 shekel, and it died, it's worth 2,000 shekel. How much does the Bala Habori have to pay?
We don't know.
We don't know, says Yossi. What do you mean we don't know? Because the Pasuk is talking about a Shuri, it's not a man boy. This din that you learn out from the carcass is said by Shuri, not my boy. And the Gemara seems to imply that it's also by boy. The Gemara said, hello, by the top of the bin, how do we know? We learn it from Shuri, right? How do you know? It says, Mapkis, what's the loss of the Gemara?
Mapkis, first word,
Nafkele, you learn out from min ba mesi avoid the show. You learn out from that posuk of show, you learn out for boy as well. That is going to tell us why it's so clear we can learn from show.
That would mean,
yeah.
What's Mafkele about
Nafkele?
What are we learning?
This did that by the time of the bit of boy. You learn out from Bamesi Eloi of Shur.
Sure.
So from Shur you learn to Bo.
I don't know that part. Where do you see that?
Because that's what the Gemara's question was. And I buy the top of the Veda Menale Robad the Shaila in the pit in Bo. That was what the Shaila. That was what the Shaila by Bo. Is it by the top of the Veda or not? To learn that from the Posso. So now the Gemara is saying that the Posso we use for Surah Dosh. So how does Robin know the din that he started off with in a boat? The din is a binding the top of the Veda. So we're saying he learned it from Shoy. So he's going to say, how do we know? How can we learn from one to the other? Near air on mount. You don't read that how you read the Gemara?
I thought for the that we were reading it is that this Mafkas, they were learning the halacha, binding the top of the Veda just from that other pasuk of Shoy. We didn't answer yet that you can learn. Bono from Shul. He doesn't mention that yet.
Doesn't mention, except that that's what Robert took on at the beginning of the Shaila. Robert the Shaila. We know that an animal falls into a pit, and the Svarab Shutta is that the binding on the top of the Veda. Robert the Shaila. Is that because it says Vamesi Eloi? Or is Vamesi Eloi come to tell me something else? Yeah? Shaib Sarudoshi. That was his shot. Shapes and Rudosha falls in. Are you potter or not? Why should I be potter? Well, because, well, why should I be chayiv? I answered about me, see, really. No, but me, see, really, can tell me about him, it's happening in Veneva. Or maybe I'm potter because we'll say it's going on in Shapes and Rudosha. Means Robin had the Shaila, fighting the top of Veneva, what's the thing? But is fighting the top of Veneva, that's not a Shaila. What was Robin's Shaila? When Robert stood up in the basement, he said, "My Rebbe, I'll place out our shayla to share with you." What was his shayla? Are you going to be chayav for Shoyb Surah Amidosha? He didn't ask, is it Bailim Atapim Ben Avila? That wasn't his question. Why? Because I knew the Bailim Atapim Ben Avila. He had a new shayla, Shoyb Surah Amidosha. What's his shayla? Because Mitzad Echod, Shoyb Philip, should be chayav. Now maybe Bamesi Eloi will use for that. That was his shayla. Okay, if we do use it for that, so how did he know his first halach, which he didn't ask his shayla now? By the time of Veda, that wasn't a given. So we're saying he learned that out from Shoy. I mean, that given by Roy, he learned from Shoy. That's how the Gemara reads. My calls is Sana. The Gemara's got a question on this. So there's two droshes. Amesi Eloi told me that's a version. Mesir Eloi told me.
Yes,
Surah Udash. Surah Udash Rapot. But Mesir Eloi is telling me.
Yes,
no. Let's turn the other way around. Let's say, but Mesir Eloi tells me a boy, the Bible is talking about Veda, like we always understood beforehand. And Mesir Eloi will tell me if a show is like Gerach, a show is Surah Udashim, the show is Potter.
What do you want to gain by saying such a question? Mashma that they're all separate and you don't combine them, you don't learn one from the other. So
why
I
have
nothing to gain by asking such a question?
Yeah, I'll say maybe the Aura, so it's going to be
open
on that.
But why do you learn? Why do you learn one way?
One second, just speak out the Aura. We also need asking the Aura. Once in a while, ask, what was that Aura that we said? Show, what did, was that Aura? Let's start off at the very beginning of our Aura. We said, Rava said, show, doi, hold on, push it, show, so we lost from the pit. What's the din? Very first Aura, Rava said, let's sit down on the table. What's the din? Not in Zakir, I want to have Shayb Sarim Gadashim. Shayb Sarim Gadashim, what's the din? No, you should be able to shout out to the
Sarim.
Bala Boy in Potter, what about the Shay? Chayyah. So even though it's a Sarim Gadashim, the Bala Shay is Chayyah. The Bala Boy is Potter, so we don't know one from the other. The din of Shayb Sarim Gadashim, we don't know one from the other. Where it was said, it was said. Where it wasn't said, it wasn't said. So now the Gemara's got a question. So how do you know it was said on both? Maybe it was said on Shoy. Right? How do you know it was said on Shoy? So that din it wasn't said. Now there's another din, that's the Yossi Zahara. That the Gabi the din of Bailey Metaplim bin Avela, for some reason, if it was said on Shoy, it was said on both as well. That's a different din. But for some reason on that, we do equate that office. The guardian is going to bind him in top of the Benavela. There is seven boy, there is seven show, there is seven boy as well. We learn from show to boy. Regarding the din of a show, seven and Goshen, Muchachin Rova, you don't know one from the other. It was seven boy, only boy, not show. So now the Gemara's got a question. So let's say, who says it's on boy? Let's say it's on show. And only on show and on boy. That's the question of the Gemara. My My choses the rameis yeloi deshoy. What my choses? What makes you see the rameis yeloi deshoy? The rameis yeloi deshoy. Mapkes lei levayli metabim benaveino. That teaches us. It tells us that the bayim are metabim benaveino. Rameis yeloi deboy. And the rameis yeloi. Of boy Marcus from there. That Mishame Shaloi Aper Ano. Maybe it's the other way around. Let's say the other way around. Let's say it's the other way around. Let's say Mamishaloy of boy is coming to tell me. By the top of the Mamishaloy of Shoy is coming to tell me. And so the Doshin of Potter and Nafkamina, whether the boy or the show are the ones who are Potter, like Sarah McDoshin. Says the Gemara, Mistabre, logical to assume that the Ptol Gabi Boy, that the Ptol of Sarah McDoshin was said regarding Boy. Why? Why is it so logical to assume that? Hoyle or Potter or Boy is a Kalim. If you look in the Alokas of Boy, you see tremendous. Chidushim, which are not found by any other mazik. In every other mazik, the damages you have to pay, whether it's a shoy or it's a shen regel keren or it's shell or it's ish. On all of them, you have to pay. What you damage, you have to pay. If long comes by and things that you damage, you don't need to pay. Kalim, only you don't need to pay. Adam gets damaged, you don't need to pay. What's going on? Why shouldn't you need to pay? The Torah says you don't need to pay. What does that teach us? That boy is very tough. Boy is the thing that you're not going to be chayav unless it's mamish. So the Meila, if we're going to see one of them is possible, Shayb Sarim Gadashim, makes sense to say it's the kalwa, which is boy. Yeah, again, you follow why. Boy has got the biggest chiddush of all the mazikim. There's no mazik like boy. Every mazik you have to pay what it does. Not from boy. Every mazik damage you have to pay. Boy, you don't. Boy, by kid, you don't need to pay. So, boy, you see, it's cow. If it's cow, so maybe you wouldn't be chayav. Shayb Sarim Gadashim. Says the Gemara, Adon Abe, just the opposite. Potter Gabi Shoy, it should be Potter regarding Shoy. Shekin Potter by Chatzi Nezek. There's no mazik like Shoy. There's no one mazik like Shoy. Every mazik, when you pay, you have to pay full damages. Shoy. Show time when you pay and you have to pay half damages. Oh, so what do we see? There's no mazik like show. Show is the most cow.
Therefore, maybe that's the one that we should say that Pesulim Midoshim is Potter. So which one do we look at? There's no mazik like Bo, because Bo you don't need to pay for Canaan. Every other one you have to pay for what it does. There's no mazik like Shoy, because Shoy you only pay half. And every other mazik you have to pay full. When you pay full. So which one are we going to associate the Shoy Pesulim Midoshim, the tool of Shoy Pesulim Midoshim, which one are we going to associate it with?
Why can't we associate the both?
Because there's only one possible.
What do you mean with exactly the same words? It's a Hekish.
Hekish. Talk.
Perhaps.
Okay. When we get to Thesis, you'll see the answer to that question. We can't learn one from the other, and the Shaila is, so which one should we associate it with? Bo or Shoy? And the answer is, on one hand, Bo. Why should I think Bo? Why would I have thought Bo? Because it got full p'tor. And why would I go with Shoy? Answer the Gemara. You know why I want to go with Bo? Because Kula Nezek Miesle Ashkelon. Here, by Shoy Pesulim Midoshim, I want to patch him completely. Zero. He has to pay zero. There's only one other mazik. There's only one mazik where you have to pay zero for the damage you did, and that's Bo. So, Mela, if we're going to associate one of them, we'll pick the one that's most similar, and that is Bo.
And we're guessing right now, right?
Sure.
I mean, what does it matter if one of them is more make a certain aspect of it? Because we have a pasuk that teaches us that Kula, here, the guy purchased, redeemed his animal. So, what's the stop to say that the person would be off the hook?
We're not paying,
you know,
you should pay him back. Okay, here's a positive Ramesia, though. Shadows on which it's talking about. It's talking about Boyer of Oshoy. And there's a positive Ramesia, which tells me that you're potter. We know clearly that one of these words, one of these psukim has come to tell me that if you damage this animal, it belongs to somebody, right? You're going to be potter. Now we have to use our Mistaba logic, to use it, use the word guess, but the Lashon of the Gemara is Mistaba. We need to now use that brain. To say which one is the Torah referring to. The stuff is talking about, that's where Rava came from. Okay, so that is the Gemara. So now we've got two little tastes at the bottom of that page. Good read it, Chazara. I think it helps. Nafgalei v'ameis yeloi d'shoi. Nafgalei v'ameis yeloi d'shoi. We learn out by him, we tuck them in the middle of Bori, we learn out from Shoi. Even though we don't learn out Shoy from Boy, Liftoy, Hechashin, Amisa Shaloi, Rabbi said clearly, we have a Shoy Pesulim Midoshim, the Boy is part of the Shoy is Chayim. We don't learn out Shoy from Boy, Avagam de Loyal Finan Shoy Mi Boy. We don't learn out Shoy from Boy, Liftoy, to exempt Hechashin, Amisa Shaloi, to exempt in a case when. When you can't have any at all from the carcass, we call Mokoy the other way around. We do. Now, Philon, Boy, we show the Bailey, the Tang, the Velo. We do learn the other way that a boy can learn from Shoy. Why? The Gimel, Croy, CV, Kedamina, the Pay, Kamen. There's actually three psukim of Amis, and that's teaching us. And once you know that by the time of Vela, it's not just by Shoy, it's by all the Mazikim. All the Mazikim, there's a din to tell us that you learn out from one to the other.
That's the same question. How do you know the other Pasuk isn't telling you about Meshilo? That's his Eshay and Meshilo. It applies to the other. I'm saying you're learning from one to the other, but not in both directions. So how come I learn one from the other? Oh, because there's a third Pasuk. That tells me I should learn one from the other. Okay, fine, but which one?
Is it why that maybe that makes you like some sort of reduction?
Maybe the third one is telling me absolute reduction that I should learn absolute reduction.
I hear the question one second. Yeah, what's his question? Also, asking that once you tell me you got another pasuk,
Two tells me it's time to tell me the value that we're talking about in Veda. Maybe it's time to tell me that.
So
we don't share.
So also, it didn't have a third possible. When you get to anyway, it's two extra to
right,
each other.
Right. If you look in New Dalit base, it's not from the word Vamis Yeloid. From a different passage. And if I said it wrong. It's not the three psukim of Amisi Eloi. It's three psukim which come to tell me this din of Bailin of Pavela, and therefore that will tell me in all the lochis. It's good for pointing out Mordechai. So maybe Amisi Eloi of Bori tells us. We have two Amisi Eloi. One's come to tell us Pesukim Kedoshim. We only have that one apostle for it, so we'll say it's from that by Bori. We have another apostle Amisi Eloi of Shoi, which tells us Bailin of Tapim and Bela, and there are two other Pesukim as well. It tells us it's for regarding other mazikim as well.
Two more psukim?
Yeah.
Four total?
Three
total. Yeah.
Two others.
This is two additional.
Yeah.
How do we know that?
Yeah, you don't have big.
No, I remember the other psukim. I guess it's
a number. Well, the other two psukim?
One other psukim.
No, regarding buying the top of Menavela, regarding his din, you only have to pay, the mother only has to pay how much damage, not including the carcass as well. There's three psukim about that. There's one by Mesi Eloi, who we just said. There's another one that says Yishal Meno, which we dash and Yashli Meno. And there's another one that says Ad Trefa, which means Ad Trefa Yishalim, you only have to pay until the amount of the trefa. So there's three psukim regarding that point. So, okay, last thesis.
Is that to teach that we do learn out, or is it to teach that we don't learn out the other way? Because in other words, you might think if there were only these two psukim by ACLO to make it to Shabbat and to say they're equivalent. So I'm just wondering the fact that we have an extra pasuk to say do learn it this way is to teach don't learn it the other way.
Yeah. Didn't understand.
In other words, suppose you didn't have any other psukim.
Yeah.
All you had to teach that Bali Metopolim is the fact that it says Mishilo, and I said it twice. So I might think making Zerah Shabbat that both you should learn both directions.
You might have.
The fact that there's an extra pasuk to teach, learn in this direction, that this is the halacha, to get from this I infer, don't learn it the other way.
I don't think so, because in order to learn it one from the other, they have to be the same.
But you have a Mishilo in both places.
Yeah, exactly. Well, some of you can't make up your own. Some of you can't make up. Heck yes, you can.
Heck yes, you can.
They have to be the same from Binyanav. And here, the show has got Kudus and the body's got Kudus, like we said earlier. So you can't compare one to the other. Zeir Shabbat would have been able to do, but in Adam Dong, Zeir Shabbat Ma'atzman. Can't make up your own Zeir Shabbat. So therefore, that's why I don't think that's the lot. Okay, one more thesis on the page, Epech Anor, the last thesis in the Gimel on the base. So I had the question, why are you telling me that the body is potter? For Shoyb Sulam Gedoshim, maybe the Shoyb should be the one that's bought, or Epech Hanor, do the other way around, Vim Toyma, Fink Tesis, Im Kein Re'eo, the Kots of Rachwana Loma Lim, Nafuki Egdesh. If you're right, the Shoyb is going to be potter for Sulam Gedoshim, and Shoyb Sulam Gedoshim told me even in a kitchen with paper to it, and he's still going to be potter. So why did the potter get to start off? Why do you need the possibility Ehu to tell me if it's no gift? Kochim, Hekdesh, the Bala Shoyish Bottle, Taper Clay, that we know anyway, because it says Vamesi Eloi. We know anyway Vamesi Eloi has to be something you can have an all from, and Hekdesh, you can have an all from it. So why do I need the possibility, says Ehu, to exclude damaging Hekdesh? I know it anyway, because it's about Mesi Eloi, that you're potter, if you damage Shoyb Sule Hamuk Doshim, which are even after Bidyam, since you can't make use of it, certainly beforehand. Yeah, Yossi, you're looking a bit troubled.
I did not understand.
Okay, so then we have to look at the Pasuk. Maybe I should have read the Pasuk first. There's a Pasuk that says like this, Pasuk Lamed He, chapter 21. Chi Yigoyv Shoyish is Shoyi Ehu Vomis. Ego Shoish, a show of a person goes and bores A shoyre ehu. Translate the word shoyre ehu. A shoyre that belongs to your friend. From here we darshan shoyre ehu v'loy shoyre shel hegdish. If you darshan, if you damage a shoyre of hegdish, you're a problem. That's why the Torah wrote ehu. To tell me that if you damage hegdish, you're a problem. The pasuk carries on that shalim is shalim. In a case when the shoyre damaged another shoyre, the owner has to pay shoyre to have a shoyre. What do these words Vameis Yeloi mean? So we're suggesting, maybe Vameis Yeloi is coming to tell me that Psule HaMukdoshim is potter. If you had a why potter, because you can't make use of it. Me, Vameis Yeloi. So that includes Hegdish as well. Hegdish then died, you can't make use of it.
Yeah, the condition
that
he was
potter. Right. Even if you were paid to it, you still don't have to. You still don't have to pay.
Right.
So certainly if it's English, you don't need to pay. Right. So why do we need the possible angle?
Redeemed it. Right.
That's why may see a look. There's two parts of this possible. Ego shoish is shoy ehu. What's the extra word for? To exempt shoy of English. Shoy ehu. Right? Shalim is shalim, shalim is shalim, shalim is shalim. So they've got another three words. What are these three words teaching us?
Only if
we
can use it.
Only if we could use it. So is Hegdish included in that line? Can you use Hegdish after you bought it? No. So then I don't need the first one. Vameis Yeloi already tells me this thing that you can't, if you go ahead, you're going to be potter because you can't use it. So why do I need the word re'ehu? What do I do with the word re'ehu? It seems to be ibrig, seems to be extra, unnecessary. Originally, we used it to tell us you don't be Hegdish, but now we know anyway. We know from the end of the sukkim. Ve'ishloima, the thesis you need it, it's your Hegdish, shenogah.
Hegdish.
We need it for Hegdish to tell us through Eyo, like if a friend animal goes. If Hegdish's animal goes, you are not. Fake tasters.
But I think he's just getting ready.
The answer is that Shoy Eyo is coming to tell me what's the din of Hegdish's animal goes. Is Hegdish chai for it?
That's
the other way around. Shoy Eyo, we learn for that. Spectasis, Arkosha, the Mishoy Ish, Nafka. That's the beginning of the puzzle. The ego is Shoy Ish. What does it say, Shoy Ish? Shoy of Ish. Shoy Ish, will I Hegdish? So I don't need to Eyo. So Tate got a question, which he leaves as a difficulty, as a question. That what if we do swap around, certainly Haman of the Gemara, but if we do swap it around, then we have a question, why do we need the word Eyu?
Hashem is never referred
to as an Ish. Hashem is not Ish. Right. You said that was Ish.
I was
said that was Ish. Right. So what's the possible mean when it says Shoy Ish? As opposed to who? Ask it was Hegdish, otherwise why say the word ish? Can you go show it's Shuri Ewa? What's Shuri Ish? And to tell me not Hegdish. Ah, Hashem Ish Bachama, very sweet, nice horror. And that's what the extra words come to tell, right? So, very good. That is the answer to, that's the pshat. There's a question, but that's the pshat. Again, let's go over the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ipach Hanan, maybe Shuri is coming to tell me that you're showing the damage of Surah Mekdoshim is possible. The Tosfos, if that is the case, then I don't need your Eyo. But I know already, it's included in that. So Tosfos, you're right. I don't need your Eyo to tell me that if you damage a show of Hegdish, you're possible. You need your Eyo to tell me if Hegdish's animal damages, the Hegdish is possible. So Tosfos, kosher, because we know that as well. We know that from the word ish, show ish. Okay, let's try and do the first tasis on the page. You did it, you prepared it already?
Yeah.
No, give it all that. The first word on the page, first word on the line, and the first tasis that is on the page.
This place is, we had to wait to the end of the sugya to do it. What does Shoyb Sulam Gdoshim mean? What does it mean? What's the words Shoyb Sulam Gdoshim? What are we referring to? Pidyon or not pidyon? What are we referring to? And this thesis happens to be going on the beginning of the sugya, and you mustn't get mixed up. The case of whether Shoyb Sulam Gdoshim was the one that gored, not the one that was gored, the one that fell in the pit. The one that gored, the one that caused the damage. Shoy Psalm Gdosh. Pirish of Yudoy Goyim. The Hainu Shoy Bechoy. This is talking about a Shoy who's a Bechoy Deloy Poikli. You haven't had the pigeon. Hasn't done a pigeon. But a fish, we can't be free. But a fish ain't a pigeon. And because it doesn't have a pigeon, Afa Pisha Dino is Nishchet. Medina, even though really the halacha is that you shecht it, come on, you shecht it and you eat it, the kohenim and the kohenim eat it, but mumay. Medina means Yerushalayim, right? And you shecht the kohen, and you eat it. Rashi is the Tosafot says that the kohenim eat it. My other Rishonim say. Zahar's allowed to eat as well, doesn't have to do so after you shechted it. Kitzvi v'kayol, tafil l'achil l'goyim mutter. Even to feed it to goyim mutter. Certainly, you can give it to your soul. But Taisa said you give it to the kohenim. Tafil l'achil l'nochim mater v'kiva v'b'chayis. Even, one second, even to feed it to dogs, v'kiva in b'chayis, to goyim, sorry, v'kiva in b'chayis with mater. Mitam the iskish in Tzvi Vayol. Because it had the hekesh to Tzvi Vayol, the Pasuk says that you eat this animal, Kitzvi Vayol, just like you would eat any Tzvi or any Ayol. You would eat the chulim. You could eat it, you can give it to animal, you can give it to your to goyim, just like you could give it to goyim. So to a bechor, after it's been shechted, you can even give it to goyim. So here we have a animal who's alive, it's gone moon. When you shecht it, it'll be mutter to eat, basically without any need to eat it with dusha, basically. Nevertheless, when it's alive, if it damages, it's not chayv. Why? It's yours. If it's alive, if it damages, it's not chayv. Why should that be? Afilachi lo yichoshu v'chayav momen hedit. Nevertheless, while it's alive, it's not called Moman Hedyet, it's not included in the category of Shoy Eyu. And the same is with all Suleim and Doshim that hasn't had an opinion yet regarding all of them the same halacha. This thing that we're speaking about, this animal that damaged, is talking about an animal that hasn't had an opinion yet. Even though you're able to eat it, and with you can eat it like any other chulin animal, but since right now I haven't had the pigeon yet, it's not included in the eyum.
Why do you have to
add
the word
chayav?
Yeah, it's not considered. It's not considered.
Here we're talking about chayav.
It's right. It's, you could say it's not considered. It's not considered mamahedi. What is the word chayav?
Yeah, because it's mashma that after it was shechted, then it would be called mamahedi. As long as it's alive, then not. It's massive. If you can have in the tastes.
But maybe if it, once it's shafted, you have restrictions as well.
Yeah,
because you can give it to a dog. You can do
it. Yeah, you can't give it to a dog. It seems that you can give it to go either way. Yeah. But if we're talking, we must be talking about it hasn't had a pigeon yet. We must be talking about it didn't have a pigeon. Because if it did have a pigeon, you couldn't establish, you couldn't say this case is talking about. It showed it did have a pigeon that gored. So Shoy Eyum, that's called Shoy Eyum. Ava Bishasun Megizo Vavoido, even though you're not allowed to you make use of its wool, you're not allowed to make use of its work, you might can't make it work. But nevertheless, it's still called Shoy Eyum. Dala, come on, this is going to bring a ride for it. Dala, come on, Mechaibinon, Shoy Edit. Later on, in our subject we just learned, What's the halacha? A shoy goes, a shoy psurim and goshim. What was the halacha?
But only because of the ice yellow.
Try again. Shoy, shoy the goes, a shoy psurim and goshim. What's the halacha? Chayiv. Why?
Only for his
bowl. Only by Potter. Why? Because he got a special pasuk. Otherwise,
right.
Otherwise, shoy is chayiv. Why? It's not Israel. Answer is after pidyon Israel. Right? So you see that after pidyon it's called Israel. So I become on Bishmaitzim Machabin on Shoy Hedyot. Shahim is Shoy Psan Magdoshim. Oh, boy, Lami! Have a Machabin on. We would have been Machabin as well. He loved Meshum the Siva Messiah. If not for special, Yitu. So we see clearly from the Sugil that Shoy that's already had a pidyon is considered Re'eu. And therefore, this Shoy Psan Magdoshim at the beginning of the Sugil can't be talking about one that already has a pidyon. Because if you already had a pidyon, it would be called Re'eu. And it would be chayiv for any damages it does. And the mind must be talking about before pidyon. Or pidyon, then it's not re'eyu, although you'll be able to eat it afterwards. It's not considered re'eyu, and that's why, if it damages, it is potter.
Why is it that restrictions on the carcass make it that we don't say gamesilo, and restrictions on what you could do with an animal that's alive is still called re'eyu?
It's alive, it means you can still benefit from it. There's some things you can't. The restrictions we said on Mesiolo means total restrictions. You can't have any benefit from it. Then it's not yours.
Well, okay, certain things you can't do.
With a dead animal, there was nothing you could do. You couldn't feed it to your dogs. You couldn't use it as firewood. Couldn't use it at all.
You could use the coat to make a coat out of it.
I don't know what the din of the oil is. I don't know. But the Gemara is saying the mace. There's no halacha for what's on. I don't know what the halacha is on the skin. Okay, so that's the end of this sugya. Next, after Shavuot, we start a new sugya, completely new, about Caitlin McBoy, and that basically takes us until the next Mishnah, and then after that again. Okay, we have to share. We hope to meet again after Shavuot. If I can ask, during Shavuot, Mishnah is a long night. Trying to Hazara from the beginning of the show, from the last word of the previous page, Itma, until the two dots on this. It's one omelet, what we've done for the last 2 weeks. And the last word of the previous
What's the first word of that last
can't
one?
Can't be lost. Just like Zivet Chizek, the voice Shavuos. It says, Chukosai Teileko. Chukosai Teileko. Obviously not this week's parasha, so don't say Friday night. It's again for Shavuot, but for Kosei Teleichu, the famous words of Rashi, Yishetehei, Amelim B'teir. That Amelim B'teir. Omol of Torah. Omol of knowledge of the Torah. So I have a very nice day. My son's got a very, very, very choshev Rosh Shiva, Mashkiach, however you want to call him. His name is, skip my mind, but I'll come back. And he speaks very beautifully. So I send him a paper. So I was listening to a few of his shmuzen. So he spoke about this idea of Amelia Mateo. He actually spoke about on the great side. Amelia Mateo. He says, you know, if somebody was studying for a degree, to become a doctor, a professor, a lawyer, whatever it is, and somebody comes in and tells him, you know, it's a 7 year, you have to study to become a doctor, I'll teach it all to you in 1 year. To pay a bit more extra, but you'll know everything as good as any other doctor, you'll know it all in 1 year. The doctor will grab it, be amazed. That's wonderful, that's exactly what he wants. If somebody would come up to Yeshiva Bach and say, oh, he's telling you working hard in his Rashba, I'll tell you the pshat in the Rashba, here you are. No Yeshiva Bach would accept that. Why? Because the whole Yishmak of Torah is the Omol Shavuot. That's the Omol. Grace of Teleichu is the Omol Shavuot. That is what we want, not the knowledge. Well, it's wonderful to have the knowledge. It's important to have the knowledge, but that's not the limit, the ultimate of what we are celebrating. Shavuot time is the online. So it's something very nice. You know, somebody had went to a doctor, and the doctor said, you need exercise. You know, getting on, you have to have exercise. You have to walk half an hour a day. He starts walking, and somebody pulls up and says, hey, hop in. I mean, where are you going? Are you ready? The guy said, if I was going in order to get to somewhere, your lift would be very helpful. Yeah, I'm not going in order to get somewhere. The going itself is the purpose. So your lift is useless. So that's why Mechukai said Teilechu. Teilechu means that we're going, that's the site. We're walking for the sake of walking, that's what we're doing. So lifts and helps and rides, as you Americans would call it, they're all lovely, but not for Omal HaTorah. Omal HaTorah, just Omal HaTorah. I'm Yetz Hashem. Leil Shavuos is when we're going to cover it one more time again, the idea of Omal HaTorah. Shabbos to you all.
Okay, I have a very, very good Yom Tov for Moshe Peretz.